Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
Is We Regret to Inform You, the Rejection Podcast. The idea of being an actor was like being an astronaut, so I just put that idea to bed. Adam Driver. Adam Driver's high school hobbies were teasingly diverse. They included climbing radio towers, lurking around railroad tracks, setting random objects on fire, like leaves, tires, or clothes, dumpster diving behind the local potato chip factory, and, inevitably, when he and his friends were all burnt out and they'd had their fill of expired chips, they'd pop over to PJ's Video and rent a secular movie. Driver's Baptist upbringing had divine control of the clicker, so it was in his friends' living rooms that he was introduced to the likes of Martin Scorsese, Jim Jarmusch, and David Fincher. Together, the pals watched John Voight and Dustin Hoffman in the 1969 Best Picture winner Midnight Cowboy. They watched Brad Pitt and Ed Norton in the 2000 Oscars snub Fight Club. And Driver later told The New Yorker that there, sunken into his classmates' couches, he started to form opinions on good acting versus bad. It wasn't long before the pals started reenacting the classics behind the local supermarket, and someone grabbed a video camera. It was in his freshman year that Driver took his interest in acting out from behind the Kroger and into the drama department. He auditioned for a part in Oklahoma, and he got one. One line, that is. He'd say, "Check his heart!" exclamation point. A line young Driver practiced a million and one times in the mirror before proclaiming it to the whole Mishawaka High School gymnasium. He kinda liked rubbing elbows with fellow thespians backstage. So over the next 3 years, he'd appear in more high school productions, like Into the Woods and Guys and Dolls, culminating in a lead performance in Arsenic and Old Lace. And with that, Driver's drama teacher made a suggestion. What if the brooding young star auditioned for Juilliard? Driver had no particular drive when it came to academics. He'd spent the better part of middle school grounded for lousy report cards and fostered zero post-secondary ambitions. Plus, his grades weren't exactly worthy of the world's leading performing arts college. But when Driver heard Juilliard's focus wasn't primarily on academic performance, but rather on dramatic performance, he decided to give it a go. He'd take his teacher's advice and drive 2 hours to Chicago to a regional audition. Juilliard's drama department was known for churning out leading men. Robin Williams, Val Kilmer, Christopher Reeve, Kelsey Grammer, Kevin Kline. Adam Driver didn't exactly look like your typical Hollywood star. This is how Newsweek would later describe him. Below a jet black mop of hair sits incongruous features. Squinty eyes, a long proboscis, prominent ears, and a wide mouth. His voice is guttural and prone to violent changes in pitch. When he moves his towering 6'3" frame, he stalks like an explorer navigating treacherous terrain. Rolling Stone described Driver as an oddity, with an elongated face that has the striking ability to appear both monumental and elfin, and a hulkish body that buzzes with nervous energy. Paints quite a picture. Driver acted his chosen scene and sang his chosen song, but he said the audition was not good. And soon enough, a letter arrived in the mail from the Juilliard School in New York to the Driver residence in Indiana. The brooding young star was rejected. The rejection from Juilliard cemented Driver's resignation that he would never go to college. With no discernible direction after graduation, the 17-year-old's mom and stepdad decided to implement a few tough love measures around the house, including moving their son to the back room of their home. Driver later told Rolling Stone, "The demotion meant the front of the house was suddenly off limits." They charged him $200 a month and mandated he procure his own microwave and refrigerator. To cover his rent and pass his days, Driver began cutting grass at the local 4-H Association. But as he mowed his way up and down the fairgrounds, his mind began to wander. Plenty of actors climbed the slippery rungs of Hollywood without the safety net of formal training. So Driver made a decision. He loaded up his 1990 Lincoln Town Car with everything he owned. His microwave, his mini fridge, and a map. He would drive across the country from Mishawaka to Los Angeles and storm the gates of Hollywood himself. Driver told his friends and family it was bye-bye small town, hello Tinseltown. He bid farewell to his high school girlfriend, which included a heartfelt promise that though he didn't know when they'd see each other again, love would find a way. Driver later said the Bon Voyage was a whole event. And soon, with a fistful of 4-H gas money, Mishawaka vanished in his rearview mirror as he embarked on what would be a 32-hour, 7-state journey. But about 16 and a half hours in, approximately 10 miles outside Amarillo, Texas, Driver's town car broke down. Driver slept overnight in his languishing Lincoln before hitching a ride into the nearest town to get help. The good news was the problem was fixable. The bad news was it would cost him nearly all his mowing money. Driver handed what little cash he had to the mechanic. The car was fixed, and Driver kept driving. He crossed the Texas Panhandle, through New Mexico, across Arizona, until he reached the Pacific Ocean, Santa Monica, California. There, Driver wasted no time. He found a hostel for the night and paid a real estate agent to find him an apartment. But the real estate agent turned out to be a scam, and wandering down the Santa Monica Pier, Driver realized he was down to his last $200. $200 was the exact amount Driver had spent on gas to make the trip from Indiana to California. And, consequently, $200 would be the exact amount needed to drive back home again. Suddenly, Driver said wanting to be an actor felt like wanting to be an astronaut. He had no connections, nowhere to live, and no money to try and make either of those things happen. His mission to Los Angeles had failed. So, Driver, his microwave, and his mini fridge turned around and headed 32 hours back across the country. 1 week after his grand exit, he was back in Mishawaka, back behind his parents' house, back mowing the 4-H fairgrounds, and back face-to-face with the friends and girlfriend he'd just left in the dust to become Hollywood's next leading man. The truth was, he never even made it to Los Angeles proper. He felt like a loser. Driver said the humiliation was enough to make him give up on his acting dream altogether. And we'll be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mm-hmm. the behest of his stepfather, Driver took on more odd jobs in Mishawaka. He insisted Driver push their lawnmower to the neighbors' houses to offer his expert landscaping services. Driver became a telemarketer for a basement waterproofing company. He became a door-to-door vacuum salesman, dragging a vacuum up the front steps of his parents' church friends, complete with dirt on doorstep demonstration. But he didn't sell a single vacuum. Then one night, Driver and his stepdad got into an argument. It was about the 18-year-old's career, or lack thereof. Driver later said in an interview, it was really about him being a loser. When his stepfather said, maybe Driver should join the military, he pulled out a flyer they'd gotten in the mail for the Marines, and he suggested his floundering stepson just think about it. Driver threw the flyer in the garbage. Then, one day, he fished it out. It was late 2001, mere months after the 9/11 terrorist attacks killed 3,000 people and injured 6,000 more. The country's collective patriotism was palpable, and Driver said he was overcome by the urge to do something, to get involved. It didn't have to be the Marines. It could have been the Navy or the Army. But Driver heard the Marines was particularly tough, the hardest branch in the armed forces. And the 18-year-old was looking for a challenge, a direction, a purpose. There was nothing keeping him in Indiana and nothing stopping him from going. So, in January of 2002, he decided to enlist. A decision so abrupt, the military recruiter asked Driver if he was, by any chance, running from the law. But Driver said, between the overwhelming sense of duty post 9/11, not having a respectable job, only a mini-fridge he'd just driven to California and back, and being angry in general at himself, he was ready. And by that February, he'd joined the Marine Corps. Suddenly, Driver was back in California, this time for boot camp in San Diego. There, he had his head shaved and quickly earned his first military nickname, Ears. In the 2.5 grueling months of basic training, Driver was allowed a single phone call. So, he called his parents back in Indiana. They weren't home. So, Driver said he didn't speak to anyone for a long time. Driver trained to become a mortarman, a military specialist in charge of firing explosive weapons called mortars. Mortars are considered short-range artillery, which means mortarmen are often deployed to the front lines. As such, they undergo rigorous and highly specialized training. And as The New Yorker tells the story, one day during a simulated battle exercise, Driver drove a Humvee into a valley to fire mortars at a target. A target which was to be designated by the explosion of white phosphorus. But something went wrong. Suddenly, Driver heard an explosion overhead, and when he looked up, the San Diego sky, once blue, was a mass of billowing white smoke. The phosphorus didn't explode over the target. The phosphorus exploded over the soldiers. When white phosphorus comes in contact with skin, the reaction prompts a simultaneous thermal and chemical burn. A burn so severe and so immediate, it can reach bone and infect organs. The 81st Platoon was in danger. But just as they prepared for chemical shrapnel to rain down upon them, a gust of wind blew overhead, drifting the toxic plumes just enough The driver and his fellow soldiers were able to sprint to safety, unscathed. Watching the fragility of life disperse over the valley, Driver vowed then and there to do two things. One, to start smoking. And two, if and when he returned from deployment, to resurrect his dream of becoming an actor. Driver said he loved being a Marine. It was the thing he was most proud of having done in his life. His platoon became his family, and soon that family was set to deploy to Iraq. Then one day, before the deployment, Driver went mountain biking with a friend when he hit a ditch, lost control, and the handlebars of his bike jammed into his chest, breaking his sternum. He has a vivid memory of leaving the base hospital on a stretcher and his entire platoon waiting outside to see if he was okay. He wasn't. Driver was informed he was too injured for deployment. Devastated, he made it his mission to prove his doctors and superiors wrong. He pumped himself full of painkillers and started working out every day. But it only exacerbated his injury. The 81st Platoon was deployed to Iraq. Marine Lance Corporal Adam Driver was honorably, medically discharged. Driver said the early dismissal nearly killed him. After only 2 years and 8 months, he was back in Indiana, back looking for a job, back to feeling like a loser. A related civilian job to the Marines is law enforcement, but Driver was rejected for being too young, a peculiar rule to a former military weaponry expert. So Driver applied to be the next best thing, a security guard. It was determined that job he could handle. The transition to civilian life was harder than he imagined. While his former platoon carried out the very mission they'd trained nearly 3 years to do, Driver was patrolling a Target distribution warehouse. His main task was to check the seals on packaged goods, in a shack, for 8 hours a day, growing out his hair. He'd never felt so lost. But that's when he remembered a certain vow he'd made to himself 2 years prior. Driver decided to enroll at the University of Indianapolis, where he wasted no time auditioning for plays, and he started getting cast. Over the course of a year, he secured roles in both Pippin and Samuel Beckett's Endgame. They were great parts, but the truth was, if he wanted to become an actor, he'd have to leave Indiana. So he decided to pack up and move to New York. Now, as we know, this wasn't the first time he'd had such an impulse. Just a few years earlier, he hauled his things to Hollywood only to turn right back around. But this time, something was different. Yes, he'd swapped his town car for an F-150, but this time, Driver was a Marine. The idea of surviving off $200 and a dream didn't scare him anymore. The military had taught him how to survive far harsher conditions than Santa Monica. This time, he didn't care if he had to sleep on a bench in Central Park and dumpster dive behind Panera Bread for dinner. He was going. But that wasn't all. He was going to re-audition for the school that rejected him 5 years earlier. Juilliard. Before his audition, Driver popped into a Barnes & Noble and picked up Shakespeare's Richard III. He learned the opening lines for his audition monologue, for his audition song, he'd sing "Happy Birthday." The Juilliard teacher conducting his audition later told the New Yorker, "This very interesting young man walked into the room. Big, tall, lanky, with hair partially flopping over his face. He said his acting wasn't polished, but it radiated something genuine." Driver drove back to Indianapolis. 2 months passed. Then one day during a shift at the Target warehouse, he got a phone call. Driver was accepted to the world's leading performing arts college. He sprinted around the loading bay, jumping up and down. And with that, he was off to 60 Lincoln Plaza, New York, New York. Turns out, Driver didn't have to sleep in Central Park. He had an uncle living in Hoboken with a closet to spare. Driver took a job waiting tables at an Upper West Side French restaurant. But it wasn't the best fit. Turns out Driver wasn't sophisticated enough to convincingly recommend the broccoli rabe, a dish he'd never heard of in his life. He grappled with reconciling two distinct sides of himself, the military man and the music man. Juilliard was a shock. He'd gone from firing mortars to discussing inner colors and pretending to give birth to himself in improv class. He ran 5 miles to school every day to keep his body sharp. To keep his mind sharp, he holed up at the library reading plays by Tony Kushner. Frankly, he said he had a lot of secular art to catch up on. He never missed a call time or the opportunity to, quote, sneer at anyone who did. But he soon realized acting training and military training weren't all that different. Both required discipline, teamwork, and a collective sense of mission. By his third year at Juilliard, Driver was offered a juicy part in a play at the Humana Festival of New American Plays in Kentucky. He was ready to dive right in, but he also knew Juilliard had a strict policy against students taking professional roles before graduation. Driver nearly walked away from it all. Then he paused. Driver hadn't finished a single thing in his life. Not his trip to Los Angeles, not his time in the Marines, not his degree in Indianapolis. If he left now, it'd be another stain on his already spotty reputation. So Driver turned down the part and he stayed at Juilliard. And in his fourth and final year, he landed a part through Juilliard's theater department in a play called Burn This. Well, Burn This would earn this young actor 3 very valuable things: acclaim, an agent, and a wife. Acclaim for his performance, an agent for his potential, and a future wife in the form of his co-star, Joanne Tucker. Good thing he stayed. Driver graduated from Juilliard in 2009. With a leg up he never imagined when he first ventured to Hollywood at 18. A degree from the world's leading performing arts college and an agent of his very own. Now it was up to Driver to turn that degree into a future. He told himself if he never made it any further, maybe he'd become a firefighter. But that very year, Driver landed his first role. A rite of passage, really, for New York actors, in Law and Order. And he took that paycheck straight to the Nike store to buy himself a pair of Jordans. The following year, Driver was cast in his first Broadway play, a revival of Mrs. Warren's Profession. After that, he landed a small part in an HBO TV movie starring Al Pacino called You Don't Know Jack, and the role of gas station attendant in Clint Eastwood's J. Edgar. Then his agent phoned him with an interesting role, a different role, a television role. The audition called for, quote, a carpenter, incredibly handsome, but slightly off. Driver told his agent he wasn't going to the audition. The thespian believed that television was, at that time, well, a lesser medium. But his agent insisted he go. So, Driver pulled up on his motorcycle, tucked his helmet underneath his arm, and wandered into the audition. The HBO comedy drama followed the lives of four 20-something girlfriends living in New York City after college, in an honest, unapologetic peek at, as The Guardian put it, unpaid internships, cramped living conditions, and disastrous sexual experiences. The role in question that day was for the character of Adam Sackler, the on-again, off-again, broody boyfriend of the lead character, Hannah Horvath. Hannah would be played by the show's creator and co-showrunner, Lena Dunham. The 25-year-old was fresh off her filmmaking debut at the South by Southwest Film Festival and subsequent profile in The New Yorker. Now all eyes were on the edgy up-and-comer and her uncensored new TV show, executive produced by Judd Apatow. Driver said, frankly, he didn't understand the script. He didn't even watch television, but he performed the scene. And Dunham's co-showrunner later told The New Yorker, remember the old Beatles films where the women are screaming? That's what Driver's audition felt like. Adam Driver was cast as Adam Sackler in a show that would soon be known simply as Girls. The Girls pilot was shot on Driver's 27th birthday. When Dunham showed him the first cut of his scenes, he was mortified. It was all he could do not to dissect his performance, make note of everything he did wrong. He realized that day he would be an actor who never, ever watched himself back. But on April 13th, 2012, Girls premiered, and Driver said he had no idea what audience reactions would be. The Hollywood Reporter called it a brilliant gem for HBO, praising Dunham's fearlessness and singling out Driver, adding, Driver takes what could be a cookie-cutter part and gives Adam nuance and even honesty, a difficult, impressive performance. Entertainment Weekly called the sitcom meets drama one of the most original thingamajigs to come along in a while. At first, Driver's character was peripheral, but as the show progressed, Adam Sackler and his reclusive brand of redeemable oddness became a fan favorite, and his character edged more and more central. The show's second season averaged 4.6 million viewers and would go on for six seasons total until its finale in 2017. A run across which Driver would earn three Emmy nominations. But that was just the beginning. Following the premiere of Girls, Driver started landing more and more film roles. In 2012, he played a telegraph operator in Spielberg's Lincoln. In 2014, he co-starred in This Is Where I Leave You, alongside Jane Fonda, Tina Fey, and Jason Bateman. And in 2015, Driver was cast as Kylo Ren in Star Wars: The Force Awakens, a film that would break the record for highest-grossing film domestically at the box office. And that's when Driver's career really took off. Driver reprised Kylo Ren in Star Wars: The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker. In 2018, he co-starred in Spike Lee's blistering Best Picture-nominated film, Black Klansman. And in 2019, he co-starred alongside Scarlett Johansson in Netflix's Marriage Story. And the young boy from Mishawaka, Indiana, who dreamed of Hollywood but was rejected from acting school, who tried to make it on his own in Los Angeles and turned around before he even arrived, who was discharged from the Marines and felt like a failure, and who worked nights in a Target warehouse wondering if he'd ever make it as an actor, found himself at Hollywood's biggest night, the Academy Awards, where he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor, respectively, 2 years in a row.
Adam Driver's story contains a very interesting beat. He makes the decision to become an actor. So he sets his sights high and applies to one of the foremost performing arts schools in the country, Juilliard, an institution with one of the lowest acceptance rates of any school anywhere. And he's summarily rejected. And this is where Driver's story gets so interesting. After he's rejected, he packs up his car and decides to go to Los Angeles to pursue his dream anyway. He gets there, panics, turns around, and comes right back home. Then Driver joins the Marines. As Sidney said, it's the toughest branch of the military. And there, Driver learns something about himself. He learns he can survive anything. When he leaves the military, he packs up and heads to New York to again pursue his dream. If it means sleeping on a park bench or dumpster diving to survive, so be it. But even more than that, he decides to reapply to Juilliard. That is the turning point in Adam Driver's story. I suspect most people wouldn't have attempted Juilliard again after being rejected once. Most would try another school or another direction or a different job. But to go back to the place where you were so handily rejected is brave. The difference this time was that Driver knew he could survive the outcome, whatever it might be. That is such a hard realization to digest, that you are capable of surviving rejection, that you have to look at rejection as a beginning and a possible middle, but it is never the end. Most of us won't have Marine training to find that reserve inside us, but the reality is we can survive and retreat and come back again. Or you can use the rejection as an excuse to derail your dream. But as someone once said, you have to be stronger than your strongest excuse. And as we have seen so many times on this podcast, a setback is often the universe helping you grow wiser or stronger for the journey ahead. It's a temporary detour. Life is so short. We get about 4,000 weeks to achieve our dreams, if we're lucky. And remember that every no is one step closer to a yes. You can survive the rejection. You can. Never, ever give up.
Adam Driver. Academy Award nominations, 2. Emmy nominations, 4. Golden Globe nominations, 3. Tony nominations, 1. Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, 4.
The Rejection Podcast is an Apostrophe Podcast production and is recorded in our Airstream mobile recording studio. This series is hosted and written by me, Sydney O'Reilly. Research, Allison Pinches. Director, Callie O'Reilly. Engineer, Jeff Devine. We don't regret to inform you, our producer is Debbie O'Reilly. Theme music by Ian Lefevre and Ari Posner. Tunes provided by APM Music and were proudly powered by Acast. Major sources for this episode are listed in the show notes on our website, apostrophepodcasts.ca/rejection. If you liked this one, you might also like Rejecting Mark Ruffalo from Season 2. Mark Ruffalo is an Academy Award-nominated actor, but before stepping into the Hollywood spotlight, Ruffalo was rejected at 800 auditions, ready to give up acting altogether and become a construction painter. Then news from his doctor threw him for the loop of a lifetime. You can follow us on social at @ApostrophePod. This series is executive produced by Terry O'Reilly. See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.